You're listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here is the latest news from the world of Indian and international business brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin. The Telecom Regulatory Authority of India on Thursday proposed regulation of those artificial intelligence technologies which pose high risk to human lives. In its recommendations to the government, the telecom and broadcasting regulators said that such AI technologies should be regulated through creation of an independent statutory authority. Artificial Intelligence and Data Authority of India, whose task should be to ensure development of responsible AI and regulation of use cases. The recommendations have come at a time when a worldwide debate is taking place on the benefits and risks of AI and generative AI. Many nations are talking about framing norms to govern the use of this new age technology. Meanwhile, US-based First Solar will have invested $700 million in its upcoming 3.4 gigawatt solar module unit at Sri Perumbudur near Chennai by the second half of 2024, its country managing director Sujoy Ghosh told EFI. The company has fast-tracked indigenization of component sourcing to qualify for production-linked incentive by as early as 2025, and he said, adding that it has no plan to import materials from China. He said, quote, "We are focused on building our supply chain locally for the plant to start commercial shipments by this October. The plan is to meet local value addition threshold required under the PLI scheme by the end of 2025, unquote. The PLI threshold goes up to 90% over the 5 years. Over to banking. Union Bank of India posted a 108% year-on-year rise in net profit during the April-June quarter, riding on strong loan growth and an improvement in asset quality. The bank posted a net profit of Rs. 3,236 crore in the quarter under review, up 16% on a sequential basis. The bottom line was aided by a growth in advances, especially on the retail, agriculture, micro, small and medium-sized enterprises segment. RAM advances rose to Rs. 4.4 trillion as on June 30th. Separately, retail loans rose to Rs. 1.6 trillion as on June 30th. Overall domestic advances rose 11.8% year-on-year to Rs. 7.9 trillion as on June 30th. Similarly, global advances rose to Rs. 8.2 trillion as on June 30th. On to markets. Markets regulator SEBI on Thursday issued a circular allowing asset management companies to introduce six new strategies under the ESG category. Present norms allow MFs to launch only one ESG scheme, which comes under the thematic segment. The new strategies are exclusions, integration, best-in-class and positive screening, impact investing, sustainable objectives and transition or transition-related investments. The circular said, quote, "The concept of ESG investments is emerging, therefore consistent, comparable and decision-useful scheme disclosures is desirable to enable investors to make informed investment decision and to prevent greenwashing," unquote. It has mandated at least 80% of the total AUM of ESG schemes to be invested in equity and equity-related instruments of that particular strategy. Moving on, policy think tank Broadband India Forum on Thursday said any kind of ex-ante regulations on artificial intelligence technologies would restrict innovations. Comments from BIF come at a time when the government is deliberating over a framework for regulating emerging artificial intelligence technologies, especially through the prism of user harm. In fact, the upcoming bills, Data Protection Bill as well as Digital India Bill, will be compliant to handle the issues emerging from artificial intelligence, according to the government. BIF represents companies such as Amazon, Google, Meta, Qualcomm, TCS, etc. According to BIF, artificial intelligence and digital transformation will play a significant role in the growth of the economy to reach the ambitious $5 trillion mark. In the aviation sector, Air India and engine maker CFM International have finalized the order for engines that will power the airline's new fleet of 210 Airbus A320, A321neos, and 190 Boeing 737 MAX family aircraft. The mega aircraft order was first announced in February. Both companies also signed a multi-year services agreement on Thursday that will cover the airline's entire fleet of LEAP engines. The agreement comes on the back of continued issues faced by Indian carriers such as IndiGo and grounded carrier Go First with Pratt & Whitney, with services engines of the same aircraft types. Lastly, let's see what stocks you need to watch out for today. These stocks include Infosys, Hindustan Unilever, IndusInd Bank, Jindal Stainless, Persistent Systems, Larsen & Toubro and TCS, among others. Infosys posted fiscal first quarter profit at Rs. 5,945 crore, up 10.9% in comparison to Rs. 5,360 crore during the same quarter last year, missing estimates. Hindustan Unilever, on the other hand, recorded fiscal first quarter profit at Rs 2,556 crore, up 6.9% in comparison to Rs 2,391 crore in the corresponding quarter of last year, and missed the street's estimates. IndusInd Bank's board of directors approved a fundraising funds up to Rs 20,000 crore via debt securities on a private placement basis. You were listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.